Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn Encircled the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country at the BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. That's the hotline. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, your mob. Like I said, with the ball you run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host. I'm steering your ship. It is your ship. So get involved and help us drive this ship. Voice for our people. Do utilise it. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Matthew Clark, CEO of Yilabara Solutions. Yilabara Solutions to recruit 250 Indigenous jobs to help boost the disability workforce. So, look, fantastic news, employment for our mob and also looking after our mob, caring for our mob with disability. On the line, Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Grant. How are you doing?
I'm well. This is fantastic news. Look, thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about more jobs, more care, yes?
Yes. No, it's very it's an exciting opportunity and one that we're really grateful to be involved in.
So tell us how it all came about and who'd you partnered up with?
Yeah, so basically about 6 months ago, we were made aware that there more jobs, more care would be released. And the company, Apprenticeships Careers Australia, approached us. So they're a fairly large group training organisation and apprenticeship organisation.
Yes.
But they've got a really genuine commitment to working with our community, which that sort of drew us to working towards this project with them. So at the end of the day, mate, what it was about, it's, you know, working across our communities, across New South Wales, trying to identify a mob that's keen to work in the care sector.
Yes.
You know, and one thing that we've always understood is, you know, as Aboriginal people, we've always looked after our own communities and our own families and elders. But, yeah, there's a lot of our community members that haven't really gone down this path to actually forge a career. So we saw it as a great opportunity, you know, one, to partner, but two, to take this opportunity out to, you know, right across New South Wales. And as you saw, the media release, it's around about 250 jobs across the state.
Yeah, fantastic. And as we know, Matthew, nothing can beat black on black. When you've got our mob working with our mob, you know, it's a fantastic equation, a fit, so to speak. And like I said, it can create a career pathways for our mob being employed.
Well, that's it. You know, I guess, you know, growing up in community, we've all been drawn towards our medical services and clinics. But, yeah, there is this growing, base out there, which is the care sector, and a lot of our, you know, a lot of our community members probably unaware of it outside of the AMS. So there's, you know, this whole new area in the NDIS. You know, it is the fastest growing area in the country, but there's not a lot of our community members working in that space. So, you know, this is about us getting out there, talking to community members that this is a real genuine career path for our community to go down, and we'll be there every step of the way. So, you know, identifying community members that want to do this. Helping them through the pre-employment, you know, there's a training aspect that they'll go through, but then that support, so when they actually go into the job, you know, they're not left by themselves, you know, we're there every step of the way with them.
Exactly.
Well, that's how community works, you know, we're side by side.
Exactly. It's not a hard basket, so to speak, isn't it? You know, it's just so simple when you look at the solution to our problems. Let's talk about Yilabara Solutions. Who are they? How long have they been operating for, brother?
Yeah, mate, we're relatively new. So we're part of NewsWalk, so the State Aboriginal Land Council for New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
So credit to NewsWalk. They 2 years ago, they looked at what else can we do more for our communities, and yeah, they do a great job, mate, in terms of, you know, land rights and cultural heritage. But
sure.
Yeah, they really wanted to do a bit more around employment. So they, you know, they put their hand up to set us up. So we've been operating since 2019, and really came into having our first programs last year in 2020. So, mate, it's, you know, we've got the support of the State Land Council. You know, this is about supporting all Aboriginal communities across New South Wales, you know, making sure that there's somebody at the table really focused on employment for our mob.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, I love the work that you're doing. Fantastic. And it is great news, 250 Indigenous jobs to help boost the disability workforce. Like I said, more work, more care. Look, it's a nice slogan, and but it's going to turn into reality. Matthew, thank you for sharing. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
All right. Thanks, mate. All right. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Deadly Yarn there. Matthew Clark, his name is, CEO of Yilabara Solutions, and talk about the fantastic news of to recruit 250 Indigenous jobs to help boost the disability workforce. And the slogan there is more jobs, more care. And it's fantastic movement there, working with our mob. Can't beat that. Have your say in Yana Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thousand years was long ago. People lived the way we would know. One with the creation of the land is something we don't quite understand. The eagle soars, the dreaming began. The rainbow serpent came from underground. And no shake a leg like your mama wanted you, and you don't wanna let your mama down. Shake a leg like your mama would be proud. Get down, get down, get down, get down. A couple hundred years ago or so, a white dude came and landed on a shore. The first of those that could not understand how these different people of the land. And all they ever wanna do is shake a leg like your mama wanted you. And you down. No, we understand. You gotta get a little bit funky when you can. We rounded up the clans and took away the land they lived. We tried to wipe them out and give them to the crown was kids. We stole away their soul. The treaties all they're asking. Don't you think it's time we recognize the first here? Don't you think it's time the Constitution made it clear? And all they ever wanna do is shake a leg like your mama wanted you. And you don't wanna let your mama down. Shake. Get down, get down, get down. Cords, ditch, to build a bridge. Treaties are, they're asking for.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
got me when you like, you got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love, I'll be your best friend, I'll be your loving king. I'll do anything, you'll be my queen. I'll be there for you, I'll give you everything. I'll be true to you, I'll be your king. And when you're feeling all alone and you're feeling cold and down, let my love lift you high above the cloud. 'Cause you got me when you like, you got me when you want, when the sun goes.
Yeah, you mob got me. It's Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text our brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page of BBM987FM for your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, next segment we got is Which Way Yarning, which is proudly sponsored by IGA, Piconi IGA. That's Brins Mead in Edmonton, and they give us a box of food here at Bummer Bipper Media, school-based traineeship to all about healthy living, healthy lifestyle to our young ones. So instead of chewing on a cherry ripe, chew on a banana or an apple. Too deadly, mob. All right, going to catch up with yarn now. Senior Sergeant Glenn Delias come to join us. He brought a bodyguard and a Sergeant Dane Gorry from Kawanyama, but he's here in Cairns with us. Very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. How are you?
Good, thank you. Dane, how you doing?
Morning, mate. How's it going?
Good, good, good. We'll start with you, Dane. New kid on the block. Where do you stem from? You're up there in Kawanyama working, but you're down here. Tell us your story there, brother.
Yeah, Kawanyama. I'm up there for the next year. Born and bred Townsville boy.
Townsville represent.
Did 11 years in Cairns before I went home.
Okay. So Cowboys man?
No, South Sydney.
Okay, yeah, we were talking about that. That's right.
South Sydney.
There you go, represent. And so you're doing some work here in Edmonton.
Yeah, just going out there, helping Senior Sergeant July with some things that are going on at Edmonton and go on some holidays and then go back up to Cow.
Okay, so do you need some help there, do you, Glenn?
We do, we do. And Dane's been a good help with us for the last month or so. He's been down here. Yeah, and, we put him in our leadership team there and he's doing a good job.
So how's that work? So you're the sergeant in charge.
Correct.
At
yep.
Edmonton.
Yep.
So same stripe sergeant, but then you, Dane, work under Glenn.
So Glenn's the senior sergeant.
Yep.
And I'm the sergeant, one of the many sergeants that are there.
Okay.
Three sergeants that are there.
So senior, of course, is higher than sergeant.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've got three shift supervisors, sergeant positions at Edmonton.
Yep.
And, then we are Connie's, senior Connie's underneath them.
All right.
Yep.
So
yep.
With Dane coming down here from Kawanyama, who holds your spot up there, Dane?
One of the senior Connie's will act up in my position up there.
Yeah.
And they'll get some experience and the benefit of
okay,
being
that's how it works, is the acting part of it. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get a taste of that that role and, you
that's
know.
That's right, yep.
And a vision for the next step up.
Exactly, yep. A little bit of experience,
yeah.
See what it's like. And,
good.
See whether they... got an interest in a promotion down the track.
Sure. Mm. Fantastic. All right, great to see you both. Gentlemen, we're yarning today talking about Road Safety Week. It is happening this week, 16th to 20th of August, and look, very important. A lot of mob out there, you know. We all need to drive carefully and be respectful and respect the roads, and there's too much fatality happening around this country, well, around the globe, really, with a vehicle. It can be a missile, can't it?
It is, yes. And our issue with this year is that we're looking at having more people killed on Australian roads than we've had in the previous 10 years, you know.
Like I said, not a trophy we want, eh?
Not at all. And look, we talk about it being Road Safety Week, but really it should be Road Safety Year.
Yep.
This is something we should always be thinking about, you know, when we get behind the wheel of a car and, the consequences of having an accident or doing the wrong thing and having an accident are far too high, for that to happen for our families, you know.
And we keep lifting the fines up, don't we, in regarding the punishment, but people are just still not listening, are they?
No, exactly. You know? Yep. And our roads keep improving.
Yes.
Our vehicles are safer. When we start to see that our death tolls are increasing.
Still rising. There's something wrong. It's the individuals.
It is. The only thing that can change it is our driving behaviour.
Okay. Yep. So when we talk about Road Safety Week, we talk about the Fatal Five. Dane, you want to share that with us?
Oh, the Fatal Five, obviously, is speed, your fatigue, Seatbelts, you've got to be wearing your seatbelts, driver distraction, and drink and drug driving.
Yes, drink and drug driving, exactly. So they're the most fatal five, but like I said, by my rules, like you haven't got, there's no mention of them, fatal five, regarding phones, texting, and all that.
No, well, that
could be a fatal six,
Well, that'll come in under distraction.
Distraction,
your,
okay.
Your phones, yep. So any sort of distraction, you know. We'll normally think of a distraction as being a phone or something like that, but it can be the kid in the back of the car crying. You know, we turn around to look at the child. You know, it can be anything other than the device as well. You know, anything that takes your mind off that road at that time. Okay. So
Covers a lot, doesn't it?
It does, yep. Fatigue is one of our big killers on the roads, especially up north here with our rural roads. You know, people are driving long distances. They should be looking at taking a break and having a sleep if they're tired.
But that'll fall also responsibility with truck drivers?
Correct. Yeah, and truck drivers are probably more regulated than what we are. They've got to stick by their logbooks.
Okay.
So there's a certain amount of hours that they can drive before they have to take a break.
If they don't go over that limit, can they?
That's a fine.
Your police officer pulls you over and looks at the logbook.
Yeah.
And there it is. If you haven't had your break,
you
can get fined.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Which is really important because they're driving big, heavy machinery on our roads. So
exactly.
We don't want them fatigued at all, you know. But I'm seeing some of that, education on fatigue even creeping in now to our learner drivers. They're meant to take a break every 2 hours for 15 minutes. And I suppose that's just trying to create those good driving behaviours. Later on. But look, if I had to get out one key message with fatigue is if you're tired, the only thing that's going to fix your fatigue is sleep. It's not a coffee. It's not slapping yourself around the face or
Red Bull.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Red Bull, yeah.
Yep.
Not a Red Bull.
Some people pull over the side of the road or in the middle of the road and run around the car about four times.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It really, really, your body's trying to tell you that you're tired and you need to sleep. If you start noticing yourself having some micro sleeps while you're driving, pull over, absolutely pull over. The only thing that's going to fix that is sleep.
Mm, yep. Exactly.
Speed's a no-brainer.
Yeah, exactly.
The faster you go, the longer you take.
Well, we've got the speed limits on the side of the road, don't we? So just abide by that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And most cars this day and age have cruise control. I'm a cruise control person. I'm a bit lazy too. When I flick it on, I just take my feet off and let the car drive, you know?
Yep. So, yeah. And look, the other big one is drink and drug driving.
Yeah.
You know, if you're impaired and you're driving a vehicle, you know, you're not going to be able to react quick enough for the unexpected. And
exactly.
Sadly, that's
your responses slow down, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, to reactions.
Yeah. And you're putting other drivers at risk as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the sad thing, when we talk about the amount of deaths, you know, I mean, figures here looking at Queensland to date, 174 deaths on road. That's here only in Queensland. 12 lives lost in far north Queensland here. Well, the individual that's isn't the cause of the accident, if they survive, another person dies. You've got to live with that. That's the other thing,
forever.
You know? Forever.
Forever.
Exactly, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And look, these we look a lot at the deaths on our roads each year, but there's a lot of injury, people that are lost limbs and suffer long-term health issues from vehicle accidents as well. So, you know, we've got to keep that in mind also that our deaths are an indication on how we're travelling with our road crashes, but they're probably not a true indication of the trauma that's caused on our roads each year.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Of course, seat belts, that's a no-brainer. I mean, before you ignite the car, seatbelt on.
Straight away, sharp.
You know, but then you're the driver, you're in control or in charge of the people, your passengers as well.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yep. Yes.
But if an adult is not wearing a seatbelt and they're a passenger, do they get arrested or the driver?
Well, so if you're an adult and you don't have a seatbelt on, you'll get the ticket for not wearing the seatbelt. But if you had a scenario there where you had children in the back that weren't wearing seatbelts.
Yes. You the driver
on the trip on the ticket. There's the offence is either commit the offence or permit the offence. So as the driver of the vehicle, you haven't stopped and made sure that those kids are properly secured. So you're permitting them to be in your car and restrained.
Okay.
And look, they're not cheap tickets either. They get quite expensive, you know. And it only takes one or two seatbelt tickets in your car, and your Christmas is not looking as fancy this year.
No, exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
You lose your license too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's worth pulling up and making sure everyone's.
And so let's talk about the fines. Tell us about some of the fines. We've got a figure here looking at $1,000
for the mobile phone.
Is that for Queensland?
That's for Queensland.
Yep.
So, and that increased last year. I think it was around about 400.
Yeah, it's $1,000.
Now it's $1,000.
So one ticket.
Yeah. Not worth it, is it?
No. So if you are wanting to use your phone while you're driving, you know, you can flick it onto a this is something that I just found out yesterday.
Mm.
On your iPhones in particular, you can go to your settings, you can go to your do not disturb.
Yep.
And scroll down to do not disturb while driving. Gives you three options that you can activate automatically or when connected to the car with Bluetooth or manually. But that's something we can just do while we're in the car, so that our phone doesn't bother us while we're driving.
Sure, exactly.
Yep. So those messages will still come through. Phone calls, we can pick up the phone calls later on when we've finished driving.
Mm.
Or alternatively, pull over and stop.
Make the phone call, make the text. So it's not touching your phone at all, isn't it? That's the rules, isn't it?
No, and look, a lot of people do use their phones.
Yeah.
I know Queensland's bringing out technology now to detect those phone use in your vehicle. And it is illegal to hold your phone in your hand, but it's also illegal to have your phone resting on your lap or any part of your body.
Okay.
And that applies whether you're stopped in traffic or at traffic lights. So some people think that they're not moving, so they're not committing any offence, but they absolutely are if they stop.
You're still
traffic,
on the road.
You're still on the road. And for the fine to be given, your phone doesn't need to be turned on either. So if it's on your lap, it's turned off, and this new technology detects your vehicle driving past one of these cameras, you'll get that fine in the mail, and it's irrelevant whether the phone was turned
on. So
the
technology, is it a camera, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it sees where your phone is sitting. If it's on your lap, your class is using your phone.
Absolutely, yep. So really chuck it in the glove box, you know.
Put under the seat, put under the boot.
Somewhere.
Put in your bag, yeah.
Yep, so, you know, and look, no phone calls worth your life. No,
well, exactly, and that's what we're talking about, fatality, you know. Mm. And look, some may think that sometimes it sounds very petty, but then let's think about the families who've lost loved ones because of accidents, you know.
That's exactly right.
You know, so exactly.
Yeah, one little silly decision and, you know, the consequences from that decision, you know, we live with forever.
Forever.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
So, look, it is an important week this week just to think about road safety.
Mm-hmm.
Try and invest some of those good driving behaviours into your children.
Yes.
Remember the old monkey see, monkey do. If the children are watching us, you know.
Exactly.
If we speed or we run that stop sign,
yep.
They're going to sit there and think that that's okay to do also. And later on in their lives, they may commit an offence and cost them their life or have an accident and be injured.
Well, especially when you're talking about your teenager children, 15, 16, they're about to go and get their licence in the next year or so.
Yeah, they're
so
impressionable.
Monkey see, monkey do. They're watching you.
Mm.
Exactly.
Mm.
All right, so good points, gentlemen. Thank you so very much. Anything more you want to add there, Dane?
I think planning your drive is more important as well. Like if you plan your drive, you think you're driving from some of these communities up in the Cape to Cairns or whatever to do some shopping, make sure you plan your drive. Don't leave in the middle of the night. Plan your drive. If you're going to drive somewhere, stay the night with any of your family,
yep.
And then continue and break it up. You don't have to drive in one hit and make sure you get there safe.
Plan of attack, that's right, exactly. That's, like I said, well, the old saying, we don't plan to fail, we just fail to plan.
That's it.
Set the plan of attack, love that. Beautiful. All right, beautiful. Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Senior Constable Nicole, she'll be joining us next week.
Hope so. Yeah. I'm hoping Nicole's back. We've got our PLO Grants. He's been working over the Youth Justice 5-point plan.
Stephen Grant?
Yep.
Okay.
So that was last week, this week. And probably next week. So, yeah, we're hoping to get him back fairly soon as well.
Good.
Yep.
All right, fantastic.
Otherwise, you'll have to put up with me.
Yep. That's what I was asking about Nicole. She's prettier than you. But anyway, Dane, nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
All the best to you, brother. Yeah. We'll talk soon. And Glenn Deloy, keep smiling, eh?
Good on you, mate. Thanks,
all right, sir. Cool. Beautiful yarn there with the Boys in Blue. And that's the segment of Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Edmonton, Pocone IGA, Edmonton and Brisbane. Give us a box of food here, Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy and bodyguard there, Sergeant Dane Gorry from Karanyama, here for another week. And he's on holidays for 2 weeks. He sounds like retirement. Get an application form. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
get on your mouth. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. So give me a call, have your say. Any topic you want to yarn about, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with the beautiful Samantha from WA. Samantha, how are you?
I am very well, listening to you.
Good to hear your voice, darling. You're travelling well?
Oh, yes, yes. You're my good medicine.
There it is. I'm your vaccine.
Trevor's on the phone and he keeps you happy.
That's beautiful. How's John?
He's going very well. He's doing the housework. Oh, he's very good at housework.
Good. Stick with that, boy.
But I'm not firing him out.
Beautiful son. He's looking after you, which is fantastic. And you guys are going good in WA?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you closer to the city or are you out in the sticks?
Oh, no. I'm in Armidale. I'm in Armidale.
In WA?
In WA, yes.
Mm. Oh, well, there you go. I didn't know there was an Armidale in WA. Because there's Armidale in Victoria.
Yes, there is. Yes, yes.
So sister city.
That's where John was born, in Victoria.
Mm. Your son?
Yes, my son John and Michael. I've got three sons.
Three sons.
The two of them, I was living in Melbourne at the time.
Okay.
And yes, they were born in Melbourne, so yes.
Was John in Armidale?
Beautiful state, but of course I'm in West Australia now, so I'm very happy here.
Yeah, good.
Listening
fantastic.
To you, why wouldn't I be?
Thank you. Thank you. You mob hear that? You mob hear that? Take note.
Hello.
Yes, Sam, can you hear me, Samantha? Hello. Samantha. No, I lost Samantha. Samantha, I lost you there, but yeah, we're yarning good, so thank you very much. But if you want to add that to the conversation, give us a call back, but I did lose you there in the end. But big hello to John, her beautiful son, who's her carer and does a fantastic job. And every time I'm talking to Samantha, he's always cleaning the house. So that's brownie points there, my brother. Too deadly, John. Work smarter, not harder. That's what they say. Have your say and yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Like I said, a voice for our people. And a big shout-out to all our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, our deadly black network. And we have all our deadly yarns, play our deadly songs and tunes, you know, and talk our culture and talk about our organisations and how we thrive in the 21st century. And especially in the space we're living at the moment with the pandemic. And like I said, thinking of your mob there in Victoria and New South Wales, borders are closed left, right and centre, and need to contain this pandemic, this virus. So we need to do what we need to do by keeping safe, your mob. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
He said to me, hey little black girl, won't you come away with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Little Black Girl by Brenda Webb here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn, it's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call, have your say. We're going to catch up with Murray on the line. Murray, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Where are you calling from, Murray?
I'm calling from Perth at the moment.
Okay.
I've spoken to you a couple of times before.
Thank you.
Mate, yeah. I just wanted to have a quick chat that we had the Welcome to Country ceremony on our mine site a couple of weeks ago by one of the elders here Tuesday.
Yes.
And it was just fabulous. And it was the first time it was done on our site.
Yeah.
And it's in the Robe River area. And the more time I spend up in that beautiful country, the more I learn. And life is about learning. And hopefully not making the same mistake twice. But, yeah, I thank you so much for this program. It's so uplifting.
Good. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
It is. I listen to it and it plays in my workshop when I'm home.
Beautiful. Thank you, Murray. When you look at it, and when you're looking at Welcome to Country, look, it's a term of respect and acknowledgement, you know, and it's a bridge builder. It educates, it brings us together, and it's, like I said, respectful for the people of the land, you know, the first people. I think it's,
absolutely.
You know, and it's great to hear. You being non-Indigenous, my brother?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. And I say that, brother, in a respectful way. And that's what it's all about, you know. It's a bridge builder. And so you work in the mining industry, do you?
Yeah, I do, in iron ore.
Yep.
And as you say, bridge building, I hope one day that we can all honestly stand in the cold, hard light of day and just embrace who we are and not what's from the past.
Exactly.
There's a lot of terrible things that are done to the First Nations people that are hidden, and it really needs to come out.
Yeah.
And then we can all heal, because we've only got one planet. We've only got one country. We just need to get on, and that's a big challenge.
Yeah, and I heard a phrase where there's only one race, and that's the human race. But when we talk about the hurt and traumas that we're going through, it's not as though we as First Nation people, black people, are carrying the grudge, so to speak. The pain is we carry, that's all, you know. And it's about understanding to move forward and recognising, acknowledging, you know. What's the old phrase? That recognition, acknowledgement, babies cry for it, men die for it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. And like I say, because it's unresolved.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter where you are, where you come from, who your race or where your heritage lies, when there's been problems in the past, either personally or in your family, and they're not resolved, it just sits there and burns away because you think that's just not right.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd even look at
a marriage, hey, Murray, if you and the other half are not talking or something hasn't been resolved, you know, you're still travelling together in life, but there's that ill feeling of, you know, never talked about it, never, discussed it or opened up about the situation, you know. It's like a grudge. You're carrying it, you know.
Absolutely, and you just can't sweep things, especially what's been done even at the beginning, you know. You can't sweep it under the carpet and expect it just to go away, because it doesn't.
Yeah. With your fellow workers, non-Indigenous, they feel the same way regarding the Welcome to Country? First time it's been done there?
It depends where you're from. And how I'm 64 years old, man, and I've learned a lot, and I absolutely take with great pride the First Nations people that I work with. They are magnificent.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
All anyone ever wants is just a chance to have a go.
Yep, and there you are, 64, I'm 55, and like I said, we were students for life, and if your mind's your mind's like a parachute, if you're not open, your cactus, have an open mind for the learning, eh, isn't it, Murray?
Exactly, and someone said to me recently, who lives in Paddy, who I have a lot of respect for, and she said, every day's a school day, and I went, yep.
Exactly, beautiful, yeah. cousins of mine, she said, live every day like a footy trip. yeah, beautiful. All the best, Murray.
On a footy trip.
Yeah, thank you. You take care, Murray.
You too, Trev. Thanks again, mate.
All the best, brother. Okay. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Murray calling from WA. Fantastic. And excited about the fact that they received the Welcome to Country at the workplace the other day. And he loved it. And as he said, 64-year-old he is, and learning for life, and student for life, as we mentioned. And it's fantastic that Welcome to Country is done there for the mob, and acknowledging the mob over there, And it is a great tool, like I said, bridge builder. Have your say, Jan Armstrong, and add to the conversation here, National Tall Black. Got about 14 minutes left on the program, but all ears here. Otherwise, 24/7, you can text a brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. With the ball around, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Sing a song of freedom. Sing a song of love. Sing a song of happiness in God above.
Hey, you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that number again is 1-800-422-416. Give me a call, have you say. Jan Armstrong here on National Talk Black with the ball you're on, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, going to catch up with someone on the line. Good morning, my brother.
Yeah, good morning, but I wanted to talk about racism. But before I do that, brother, if anybody missed a voice, Jessica, surprise.
Niece,
they can get it on YouTube, my brother. Soraya. It was deadly. And I'm racism, brother. You know, like learning how to swim or what if you want to be a ringer or a stockman? You don't need it from a blackboard. And are you still there?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
sorry, brother. I'm just Eddie McGuire and all those people that are, what I call them, armchair philosophers. I've used an analogy too of, like, if you've got a headache, if you've got a, and I take the Panadol, you don't benefit from that, or the helicopter parents. You know, that might say to a little fella, oh, look, you better wear a jumper today because it's going to be cold. But the little fella doesn't feel cold. But what happens is the parents, they'll benefit from that, but not the kids. Mm. It's the same way with this stuff about these commentators that say we shouldn't be like that. It's the same way with sexism and women. They think they know what's offensive and what isn't offensive. But I think I'll yarn with you about the rugby league footy show because Mario used to always call. Patty Ward used to always call Mario a spastic. And one week, a week after one particular episode, it comes back on. Patty and they apologized for that word. And you know, the people in the audience, they all laughed, and probably even us, all of us over the years, we laughed. You know, like it was the show. And I remember in 1969, brother, I went to All Souls and Charter Stars, the boarding school, and that was a popular word to use. And of course, there was Kutharinga, crippled children home in Townsville. But what happened was there must have been people that offended them, especially Wayne Bennett, and his intellectually handicapped son.
Yes.
And there were other white people that offended. You know, would feel offended because of the thing. So what I'm saying is that Eddie McGuire and all them fellas, they will give you some sort of look at how humanity, you know, like they say, oh, black folks should get over it. But in white folks, they know what's offensive to them, and they don't like other people telling them, you know, what is offensive and what isn't offensive, brother. And you don't learn that. What I want to say to them, you know, like they say to our to people that offend us, they should learn about culture. But I think learning about culture is just like that analogy I used about trying to be a ringer or learning how to swim from a blackboard. Because even blackboards that lost, you know, might have lost a lot of stuff. They can go to the uni and they can go and learn about language and all the stuff.
Yes.
And about culture, because a lot of it is gone. But it's not the same thing when you have a lived experience of learning culture and language, brother. So what I'm going to get at now, so they might say to me, oh, what did you suggest? And a compliment to that, but a compliment I reckon be is Jane Elliott's brown eye, brother. Mm. And you know, when I think out of the session, they say, for argument's sake, the session, the workshop go for 1 hour, and in, you know, the white fellow with brown eyes and the white fellow with blue eyes. And it went for an hour, and there were people in that got stressed out, and they wanted to, you know, they split the dummy, and they wanted to take off from that workshop. And the point that Jane Elliott said to that one people that got stressed out, they said, yeah, you can opt out any time you like. But people of colour, brother, they got it all their lives. Yeah, but thank you, brother. Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, we carry that black skin forever, don't we? So that's someone there having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Got the news coming up here very soon, you mob, so stay tuned for that. How we looking in the NRL, the fixtures for this weekend. Got the Thursday night game with the Titans up against the Storms. And then you've got the Canberra Raiders up against Sea Eagles, Manly Sea Eagles. And Tom Trevoigas is playing with a hairline fractured jaw. The Panthers up against the Rabbitohs. That should be a good game. West Tigers versus Sharks. Those guys are fighting for eighth position. And then also got the Knights up against the Bulldogs. And then the Eels, who are struggling, up against the Cowboys. And also got the Roosters up against St. George Dragons, and the Broncos are playing Warriors. So there it is. That's the fixtures for this weekend. You might look, thank you very much for your time. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily program, National Talk Black, and that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and more importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic, and it's running riot at the moment, so we need to abide by the rules, stay safe, and operate under the rules. That is, wearing a mask constantly when you're out and about, and constantly wash your hands, and practice social distancing 1.5 metres away from each other. All right, your mob, take care. Nice yarn with you. Too deadly.